This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is off today. I'm Renee Montagne in Los Angeles. The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, has marked the 100-day countdown to Iraqi sovereignty by stressing the need for the protection of the rights of the country's minority Sunni and Kurd communities. In a speech yesterday in Baghdad, Bremer said democracy entails not just majority rule. On June 30th, the U.S. releases the reins of power in Iraq, a date it is holding to despite ongoing violence. Much of that violence is directed at minority politicians and religious leaders. NPR's Steve Inskeep traveled to the Kurdish stronghold of Kirkuk, where a member of the city council recently was murdered.
The council member was known as Sheikh Agar. He led the Arabs who'd been moved into the city of Kirkuk before and during the time of Saddam Hussein. That was an effort to dilute the city's majority of ethnic Kurds. Now the Kurds want their land back. Sheikh Agar defended the Arabs and often brought their complaints to Paul Harvey, the local administrator of the U.S.-led occupation.
I think he certainly was complaining about what he saw, what he perceived as the Kurdish domination, the fact that Kurds were arriving in large numbers, that they were taking positions of authority, and as he saw it, they were taking too much control of governance in Kirkuk.
A fellow city councilman, Ismail Abudi, says the council meets at 10 in the morning every Monday, so a killer could have known where Sheikh Agar would be driving a week ago Monday.
He was driving with his bodyguard, and right near this office, a red car stopped in front of his car, and someone started shooting, and he was killed.
The murder came in a city that is the source of much of Iraq's oil wealth. Flames are shooting up again from the smokestacks of Kirkuk's oil refinery, but work is still hard to come by in this city. Quiet streets and run-down buildings remind you of the American Rust Belt. At the Kirkuk Employment Office yesterday, a former teacher came by to fill out an application at a sidewalk table. You don't need to sign the paper, the clerk told her. As the clerk describes it, the process is a farce. The employment office has almost no employment to offer. Even the clerk isn't being paid, so he asks the job applicants for tips. The Kirkuk Police Chief, Major General Sherkel Shakir Hakim, says unemployment adds to this city's instability.
You can find a large number of people who are ready to do anything for money. Maybe 200 bucks is enough to hire two people to kill anybody I hate.
In this atmosphere, local officials, including Sheikh Agar's opponents, fear they could be the next ones killed. And they've been straining to lower tensions. The council works inside the Kirkuk City Hall, which is guarded by Iraqi police, American soldiers, concrete barriers, and what seems like miles of barbed wire. Deputy Mayor Arfan Kirkukli is a Kurd on the opposite side of the ethnic divide from the murdered Sheikh Agar, but he says he mourns his political opponent as a friend. Terrorists are trying to sow hatred between nationalities, he says. His fellow council member Ismail Abudi is a Shiite Arab, an ally of Sheikh Agar. But Abudi is refusing to blame the murder on any particular group. The council member says things are so confused in Iraq that it's hard to say who could be responsible. Occupation officials are praising Kirkuk residents for their measured response to the killing. But the fragile situation becomes clear when you talk to the police chief, who refuses to discuss the investigation or even say if anyone was arrested for the murder of Sheikh Agar. Partly that's to avoid compromising the investigation, but the chief gives another reason. He says, what if we announce we've arrested a Kurd, or a Sunni Arab, or a Shia Arab? Think what will happen to this city, the chief says. Steve Inskeep, NPR News.